Hey, family. You know, sometimes we have our own plans, but they don't always go like we planned them to go. I intended to record this prayer like I do all the rest. But I wasn't able to. I had church. I had my family. I had my son. Didn't want to go to sleep last night. And so I had to record this prayer when I got to work. And you know, it's strange and it's funny because in those moments, we tend to get frustrated. What's that moment called? I'm glad you asked. It's called life happens. And a lot of time, life just happens. You can't do nothing about it. You can't change it. You can't turn it around. You have to just go along with life. And that's all I want to talk about today. And so, ask yourself this question. How am I responding when life happens? What's my mindset? What's my how do I get over when life just happens to me? We've all been through difficult moments. And I know it's just a few days into this new year. And if you haven't been through nothing already, I can for sure tell you that you will. And so, keep a cheerful heart. Keep a thankful heart. In James, it teaches us that in everything that we should give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's in the book of James. In everything, in the hardships, in the difficult moments. December has been probably, it was the best birthday and the best Christmas, but at the end of it, it was the worst of times as it pertains to my family. We've been through a lot this December, probably more than we've ever been through in our lives. But in everything, hallelujah, we're giving thanks. In every single thing, we're giving thanks. When life happens, we're finding ourselves thankful. And so, Father, I pray that you would give us, God, the ability to maintain a clear mind, oh God, even in moments where life just happens. Don't let us get frustrated. Don't let us get deterred from our purpose, oh God, from our path that you've put us on. Help us, lead us, guide us, direct us. We want to follow your lead, oh God. God, as I do in all the prayers, we ask for forgiveness. We want to be better. We want to be better followers. We want to be better disciples, oh God. Give us a mind to want to even go after the lost even more in this day and time. And God, we'll forever be thankful. We'll forever be grateful. We'll forever be appreciative of what you've done in our lives, what you're getting ready to do, oh God. And that's in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. I love you with the love of Christ. Pray for Hope City. If you know somebody that needs this prayer, this encouraging word, send it to them. Share it on your social media pages. Let us know that you're watching. Let us know that you're listening, better yet. Have a great rest of the week. Be blessed.